Obama has promised American veterans more than symbolic gestures. He has pledged more efficient delivery of government benefits. Steve Robertson is legislative director for the American Legion in Washington, D.C. Mr. Robertson, are you a veteran yourself?
Yes, ma'am. I went in the United States Air Force in 1973, and I've spent 20 years in the military.
And can you tell us right now, veterans such as you, veterans of now the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, what are they getting in terms of benefits that would compare to the benefits that World War I veterans got when 90 years ago today World War I came to an end? What was offered then? What's offered now?
Well, there's a vast amount of difference. There was very little offered in 1919. And in fact, the VA healthcare system as we know it today really did not exist. Actually, the big benefits began in 1944 with the GI Bill of Rights. It was the Servicemen's Readjustment Act of 1944, which the American Legion helped write. That was what created our education programs for veterans, the home loan program, many of the employment opportunities for veterans, as well as the creation of the veterans' health care system as we know it.
Now, let me ask you this. Senator Obama, the president-elect, what has he promised for veterans, and to what extent do you think he's going to be able to deliver?
Well, as you may recall, he served on the Veterans Affairs Committee while he was in Congress, and he saw many of the problems that we were faced with in the VA system. One of the first things that he addressed was the way that veterans coming back from the war that were going to the military hospitals, how they were being treated. And this was before the scandal popped up at Walter Reed about the housing, the inadequate facilities that some of the veterans were staying in. This was dealing with the money being charged to them for their meals while they were in a military hospital. He and Senator Clinton got involved in correcting that with a piece of legislation that if the veteran came back from the battlefield wounded and was being treated in the VA hospital, that his meals would be provided and that veteran wouldn't be charged for his meals while he was there at the hospital. That was one of the first things that Senator Obama got involved in.
And is there something that you, as the director of the American Legion, are going to be looking for in terms of delivery of a promise by Barack Obama for veterans?
The biggest thing is fixing the claims and adjudication process. There's a tremendous backlog. When veterans are disabled or become disabled because of their military service, there's a process that they have to go through to be awarded their VA disability rating. Right now, there's a tremendous backlog of getting a timely delivery of those benefits. In some cases, it takes over a year. And if that decision is turned down and you want to appeal that decision, it may be as many as 5-6 years before an appeal is finalized. And we find that absolutely unacceptable. We have been working with Congress. There's been several things that have already been put into place, hiring of additional personnel, improved training. And we're hoping that President-elect Obama will continue to pay close emphasis to what his new Secretary of Veterans Affairs will be doing to rectify those problems.
Let me just ask you this one final question. There was the time when FDR, when he was president, before World War II, believed that no American should be entitled to special benefits in terms of things such as veterans' benefits. Right now, there are real-world needs. We're fighting two wars. We don't know what's going to happen in the future, but we want a military that's responsive and nimble. Is there an argument, is there any merit to the argument that we cannot afford the same kind of benefits now that we did after World War II?
Well, first of all, we are an all-volunteer military. If you recall World War II, we still had the draft. My personal opinion, and I have a son that's on active duty in the United States Army, if you're going to maintain a professional military, you will have to treat them like professionals, and you will have to take care of them, and you'll have to offer them benefits that compensate for the sacrifices not only they make, but their family members as well. And, you know, it's my personal view and that of the American Legion that these are earned benefits. This is not charity. It's not a handout. This is a hand up. This is rewarding young men and women for putting their life on the line for the sake of our nation.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking with us. Steve Robertson, Legislative Director for the American Legion, speaking to us from Washington, D.C.
Happy Armistice Day for y'all.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.